在胸，亚特那杰卡
from Edmonton. That was a group called Cullaby from their CD Cullamaca Casualties. And a song, or question rather, that I guess I have to ask anybody that did not attend the Toronto Ukrainian Festival this year or any other year for that matter. Chumta Neprisho, why didn't you come? Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Seasonal recipe, I guess it's pretty much seasonal. Cranberries, in particular high bush cranberries, will be about ready to be picked. So Sylvia will be along with some nutritional information about cranberries and, of course, another delicious recipe. We'll also be digging into the audio vault for a couple of features for you. A book review for one by Myra Junick, and this is a review of a book called Sliding on the Snow Stone by British author Andy Spook. And if you have not heard the review before or forgotten it or have not read the book, definitely it bears repeating. So stay tuned for that as well. We'll have another little blast from the past, not too far back, maybe a couple of years ago, when we heard from a student on the eastern seaboard of the United States who was studying the Russian language and then discovered the Ukrainian language. And of course, no surprise, she found it much more enchanting. So she made the switch to study to that, and she'll be bringing us her tribute to the Ukrainian language, and it's called Doshch. So all of that coming up as well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, Zubrivka from their second CD, Vecheronetsi, which means evening party. Here they are now with Chorni Ochka, Dark Eyes.
Chorni Ochka, Chorni Ochka, Chorni Ochka, Chorni Ochka, Чорні очка є терен, є терен, є терен, колимося поверем, поверем. Чорні очка є терен, є терен, є терен, колимося поверем, поверем.
Поберемся, поберемся в неділю, поберемся, поберемся в неділю.
Поберемся в неділю, в неділю, в неділю, маю на тя надію, надію. Поберемся в неділю.
Дашти мене, дашти мене поведеш, дашти мене, дашти мене поведеш, дашти мене поведеш, 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 як ти хати не маєш, не маєш, дашти мене поведеш, 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 як ти хати не маєш, не маєш.
Поведуча, поведуча чужую, поведуча, поведуча чужую. Поведуча в чужую, 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 поки свою збудую, збудую.
Поведуча в чужую, 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 поки свою збудую, збудую.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holos listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
дівка відра, та й пішла по воду, а там хлопці риболовці, ще й з козацького роду, а там хлопці риболовці, ще й з козацького роду. Лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай лай. Хлопці риболовці з козацького роду, візьміть мене на той човен, перевезіть через воду. Візьміть мене на той човен, перевезіть через воду. Лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай. Тобою не тужила, щоб і твоя стара мати за тобою не тужила. Лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай лай. Моя стара мати не буде тужити, вона сама добре знає, що я не маю з ким жити. Вона сама добре знає, що я не маю з ким жити. Лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай, лай ла 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 лай.
And another one of the groups invited to perform at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival for 2014, that was the Hrim Band from New York with a song called Хлопці Риболовці, The Fisher Boys. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello, I've had the glorious opportunity to stand under a kalena or high bush cranberry tree. In 2003, when I was visiting Western Ukraine, I found my grandmother's property in beautiful Chernivtsi. It was quite an emotional experience for me, and I'll have the wonderful memory for the rest of my life. It's well known that cranberries have health benefits. Cranberries have tannins or compounds that keep bacteria from binding to cells, thus preventing them from multiplying and causing infections. Tannins are also antioxidants that bond with free radicals, compounds, that damage the body and reduce their energy level so that they're less harmful. Studies indicate that on a per-serving basis, cranberry juice, sweetened dried cranberries, cranberry sauce, and cooked cranberries have comparable amounts of tannins. So eat and cook with cranberries whenever you can. Here's a great recipe for cranberry pastries you'll love. You'll need the following ingredients. 3 cups flour, 1 cup sugar, 1 teaspoon salt, 1.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1 cup butter, 2 eggs, 1 cup half and half, 2 tablespoons flour, and 1 cup of sugar that will be mixed together, 3 cups of cranberry. Place the dry ingredients in a large bowl and rub in cold cubed butter as for pies. Beat the eggs and the half and half, cream together, and add to the flour mixture. Knead lightly and chill for 2 hours. Mix the 2 tablespoons flour with 1 cup of sugar and set aside. Break off small amounts of dough and roll out on a lightly floured work surface to about 5-inch rounds. Place 2 tablespoons of cranberries in the center and sprinkle with 1 tablespoon of the sugar flour mixture. Place dough around the filling to form an open form tart with an open center. Place tarts on a cookie sheet. Bake at 350 degrees until golden, about 20 to 25 minutes. These pastries can also be made with puff pastry or raised yeast dough and filled with any desired savory fillings. Whatever the filling, these pastries that we Ukrainians call pereshche are just delicious. So try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Лісом, лісом при долині, зозуленька кука тнині.
Гей-я, гой, лелія,
любовання то велика пасія.
Гей-я, гой, лелія, любовання то велика пасія.
Пасія,
а моє любовання, гей.
and a Toronto quartet by the name of Peter Blatchcomb from a CD by the same title. It happens to mean Under the Window. And a song about the forest, The Somme. And coming up next, we're heading over to Ukraine. And this is a song by the headliner band at the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, the Teak Band. And a song about someone that I think a lot of people out here in BC would like to see a little bit more of. It's called Vchetelka, Teacher.
Із школи додому стелиться, де тебе шукати, як до тебе прийти, звідки виглядати, де тебе знайти, вчителька мікрорайону нашого жителька. Ти замість того, щоб кіно піти, сидиш перевіряєш зошити, вчителька мікрорайону нашого жителька. Ти замість того, щоб кіно піти, сидиш перевіряєш. Після комісії до армії візьмуть, та я не буду листи тобі писати, бо ти будеш їх на помилки перевіряти. Вчителька мікрорайону нашого жителька, ти замість того, щоб кафе піти, сидиш перевіряєш зошити. Вчителька мікрорайону нашого жителька, ти замість того, щоб кафе піти, сидиш перевіряєш. Сонечко встає і димить трава, бачу стежку, де проходиш ти. Вчителько моя, зоря світова, звідки виглядати, де тебе знайти. Вчителька мікрорайону нашого жителька, ти замість того, щоб у армію піти, сидиш, перевіряєш зошити. Вчителька мікрорайону нашого жителька, ти замість того, щоб кудись піти, сидиш, перевіряєш зошити.
Жнут. Ой, на горі баби труд. Одна баба терла, терла, тардай, дар, 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 дай. Взяла торбу та й поперла, тардай, дар, дай.
and the outstanding, ever-popular violin virtuoso, originally from Ukraine, now from Toronto, Ontario, none other than Vasil Popadyuk, and this is from his CD called 10,000 Miles, that was Trembita. Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM-1320 CHMB Vancouver. And now the latest news from Ukraine Today.
A preliminary investigation into the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 disaster indicates the airline was shot down from the ground. That's what Malaysia's transport ministry said after consulting with Dutch investigators who are examining evidence from the crash. The initial report suggests the Boeing 777 was destroyed by high-energy objects from outside the aircraft, strongly suggesting that a missile was fired at it. Eyewitnesses told the BBC that they saw a missile launcher in the region before the disaster and heard militants speaking with clear Russian accents.
Russia's state-controlled media appears to have inadvertently exposed Kremlin-backed insurgents using Ukrainians as human shields. A report by RT shows militants firing Grad rockets from what the reporter calls an undisclosed location. It appears the rocket launcher is set up in a small village somewhere in eastern Ukraine. After firing several rounds, the camera shows a bush on fire near someone's home. The reporter then says it's time to leave the area because the Ukrainian army could begin firing back.
We're not going to get out of here because there is the fear that missiles will start coming in, so let's get out of here.
It appears the reporter and the channel didn't realize they were showing insurgents provoking an attack on a civilian populated area. The Kremlin has long accused Ukraine of shelling residential areas, but the video shows that at least in this case, it's the insurgents who are provoking a potential counterstrike on the village. The Ukrainian military has complained that insurgents have used human shields since the beginning of the conflict as a tactic to deflect blame for civilian casualties.
The Dalai Lama has become the latest religious figure to criticize Russian President Vladimir Putin over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. He says Putin is leading Russia towards isolation and is hurting his own country with his desire to rebuild the Berlin Wall. The Dalai Lama, whose comments came during an interview with German newspaper The World on Sunday, is the spiritual leader of Tibet. China invaded Tibet in 1950 and has ruled it ever since. But the Dalai Lama nonetheless compares China favorably to Russia. He says whereas China will in the long run follow international rules, he doesn't think the same can be said for Russia. The Dalai Lama's critique of Putin comes after the head of the Kiev Patriarchate of Ukraine's Orthodox Church said the Russian president is inciting bloodshed and killings in East Ukraine and is possessed by Satan.
Russian opposition activists have planned a peace march in Moscow for the 21st of September to protest against Russia's military involvement in East Ukraine. According to the event's VKontakte page, some 8,000 people plan to attend. A posting on the social media website also suggests hosting the peace march on the same day in St. Petersburg. Russian opinion polls show high levels of support for the Kremlin's military intervention in Ukraine. But back on March 15th, tens of thousands of people demonstrated in Moscow against Russia's illegal occupation and annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. The protesters sang Ukraine's national anthem and carried a huge sign reading, quote, "Hands off Ukraine." But a few streets away at the same time, several thousand people dressed in matching red costumes marched in formation to show support for Russia's intervention. The identically dressed men chanted slogans against Ukraine's pro-democracy Euromaidan revolution and sang songs praising the Kremlin's actions in Ukraine as a, quote, "holy war."
A Russian human rights group demanding information about missing soldiers plans to sue the Russian government for labeling it a foreign agent. The organization, called Soldiers Mothers of St. Petersburg, seeks information about Russian soldiers who have been killed or gone missing since the conflict in Ukraine began. The Kremlin branded it a foreign agent, a label members say they plan to appeal. Family members of Russian soldiers killed or missing in Ukraine plan to hold a protest in Moscow's Red Square on Friday. Organizers hope the rally will bring together relatives of the victims to demand answers from the Kremlin about why Russian soldiers are fighting and dying in Ukraine. The groups are asking the Kremlin to allow them to hold proper funerals for their family members. Russia has fought hard to conceal its war against Ukraine from Russian citizens, holding secret funerals for soldiers who have died in Ukrainian territory, and reportedly purchasing land plots inside Ukraine itself to stem the flow of corpses into Russia. But the mounting body count is making it increasingly difficult to conceal the Kremlin's military intervention from Russia's domestic audiences. In May, the coffins of Russian citizens killed in Ukraine were filmed being loaded onto trucks in Ukraine's eastern city of Donetsk, although their deaths and return home were largely ignored in Russian media. Friday Today's rally could further expose the Kremlin's use of regular Russian forces inside Ukrainian territory.
Ukrainian refugees inside Russia are resisting attempts to be exiled to Siberia and Yakutia. The Kremlin proposed sending the refugees thousands of kilometers away into the harsh terrain of Russia's Far East, but many have refused. The refugees crossed the border from the eastern Ukrainian cities of Donetsk and Luhansk to escape the war with Russia. Thousands ended up in the nearby Rostov Oblast, which sits on the Black Sea. Some Ukrainians also fled into Russian-occupied Crimea, with many of them put on a one-way flight to Magadan, some 7,000 kilometers away. Russian President Vladimir Putin has been seeking to repopulate Russia's Far East, which has poor living standards and a harsh climate. Putin's plans echo Soviet leader Joseph Stalin, who exiled hundreds of thousands of prisoners to Siberia and Yakutia.
Ukraine has said European and American firms can buy a minority stake in the country's gas network. Russian companies, including Kremlin-controlled Gazprom, will not be allowed to bid. Ukraine acts as a transit country for Russian gas exports to Europe. The network brings $3 billion a year, but the Soviet-era pipeline requires major investment. Kiev hopes the plan will render the rival South Stream gas route a pipe dream. Gazprom's South Stream project, running through the Black Sea into Bulgaria, was recently blocked by Brussels due to competition law. Gazprom has switched off Ukraine's gas due to unpaid bills, but still supplies the EU through Ukraine's pipeline.
Restaurants in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv have initiated a new fundraiser to help the country's army. Customers can now contribute to the Ukrainian military fund by adding a little extra money to their bill. Every amount of money helps. Our boys are fighting out there, and we should help them in any way we can. A booklet with the initiative information is on every table in a participating restaurant. Customers can add any amount of hryvnias as they want. A hryvnia is worth about 7 cents. One hryvnia is not a lot of money, and everyone can afford to donate one. Every contribution will count. So far, 10 restaurants in Lviv have decided to become part of the initiative, and at least 10 more plan to adopt the new donation program by the end of the month.
And that's the news for today, courtesy Ukraine Today. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, other social media, and on YouTube. And, of course, you can find them online, Ukraine Today. Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
The book we're reviewing today is Sliding on the Snowstone by Andrew Spook. When Andy Spook asked his father about his earliest memory, he replied, "Russian soldiers carrying corpses away." After hearing about his father's life, Spook decided that this story must be told. Sliding on the Snowstone gives readers a glimpse into the incredible determination that kept the Ukrainian nation alive through centuries of foreign oppression. As Sliding on the Snowstone begins, It is 1932, and five-year-old Stepan realizes that his tiny village near the town of Vinnytsia has changed forever. Soviet soldiers are picking up the bodies of his starving neighbors on the road. Stepan's description is heart-wrenching. They began by taking away all our grain. And once they'd done that, they stripped rural Ukraine of all its food produce. There was nothing left to eat. Of course, back then I didn't know all that. I was just a boy. All around them, people are starving to death, in front of Soviet soldiers eating and drinking their fill. Stepan's family manages to survive during the whole Dmar because of their cow's milk and the Ukrainian will to survive. They tried to crush us, but our spirit was too strong with that Cossack blood inside us. After the whole Dmar, the village slowly recovers, but not for long. In 1941, the Nazis invade Ukraine. The villagers rejoice because they are free of their Soviet masters. However, they soon realize that they have just traded one dictator for another. The Nazis demand food and unquestionable loyalty. Whenever there's a problem, villagers are executed. At one point, Stepan and his father are in line to be executed. However, they manage to flee to the west, hoping to escape the war. They get as far as Slovenia through the kindness of strangers. However, their luck ends here. At the end of the war, Stepan finds himself in a displaced persons camp run by Americans, where he narrowly escapes repatriation to the Soviet Union. Stepan eventually settles in England, where he finds a supportive Ukrainian community. In his later years, he watches in horror as his native Ukraine is ravaged by the Chernobyl disaster. However, he is also thrilled when the Soviet regime crumbles and Ukraine gains its independence. He even returns to his homeland. Andy Spook's historical memoir of his father's experiences is a touching story told with honesty and integrity. The core of the book is a chronological narrative beginning in 1932 during the Holodomor and ending in 2003. Readers whose relatives lived through the Nazi occupation and the post-war era will definitely be able to relate to Stepan's story. This is Andy Spook's first full-length book. Readers will be fascinated by the strength of the narrative and the incredible survival of the Ukrainian spirit. And they should definitely look forward to new works by this author. Andy Spook is a short story writer and poet based in Nottingham, England. He is a member of the DIY Poets, a performance poetry collective in Nottingham. His works have appeared in anthologies such as Mosaic, Stories for Homes, and A Menu of Death. He is also the author of the web-based work The History of Rock and Roll in 99 Tweets. His most recent work is the poetry collection, Droplets of Verse, Selected Poems, Volume 1, 2012. Sliding on the Snowstone is available in North America at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Добрий день. Мене звати Пола. Hello, my name is Pola Lem. I'm a student at Haverford College, an aspiring writer and literary translator. I enjoy learning languages and tinkering with words. I was very excited to discover the Nash Holos podcasts recently. I've been trying to learn Ukrainian on my own. Unfortunately, not many free resources exist for those wishing to independently learn the language and absorb the culture. Before I say a bit about my poem, I want to thank Pavlina Demchuk-Makori and all those involved in Nash Holos for your work and the opportunity that your radio station provides for students like me. In the Lusian Defense, Vladimir Nabokov wrote about the expressive power of sound. Nabokov recalled the Russian words for lemon and orange. He wrote, "When you pronounce limon, lemon, in Russian, you involuntarily pull a long face. But when you say apelsin, orange, you give a broad smile." The Ukrainian language is, to me, an apelsin, a linguistic orange. It is sweet on the tongue and lingers pleasantly on the lips. It raises the corners of my mouth and makes me smile. The first time I heard Ukrainian was late last summer, in the word for rain, dosh. At first, I didn't realize I was hearing Ukrainian. I thought maybe I'd misheard. I was at Middlebury College in Vermont on a 6-week program speaking only Russian. I'd begun to notice that one of my professors, originally from Kiev, pronounced a few Russian words somewhat differently. They seemed softer, lighter. One overcast day, my professor, Marina, said, "Скоро пойдет дождь." It looks like it'll rain soon. And it struck me, дождь was not at all Russian, nor was it my imagination. I started to look up Ukrainian words. The lexicon shares many roots with that of my own native language, Polish. I began to listen to Ukrainian music. Sviatoslav Vakarchuk is one of my favorites, and to memorize and translate songs for vocabulary and spelling. Their sounds delighted me, how the language flits and skips. I loved how the Russian skolka was in Ukrainian skilki, how tolka became tilki. Meanwhile, words like zhitya, meaning life, zhitya in Polish, felt natural and true to me. The closeness of Ukrainian to my own native tongue continues to remind me of the cultural heritage we hold in common. It is a living testament to our shared Slavic roots. The following poem belongs to a series inspired by Ukraine. It was written for a documentary poetry project this semester at Haverford. The idea was inspired by stories my professor told me about life in Ukraine before she emigrated. This piece is in English, but includes Ukrainian words. It is documentary, but also a lyric poem. Because it focuses on language, and languages, as much as imagery, I feel it is very much an oral as well as a written form. Here is a poem called Dosh, Ukrainian for rain. Dosh, hush, heat, sigh. Serpiń, the month of the sickle, of harvest, of grain and dusty road. I have never stood in a wheat field in Ukraine. The wheat chirps at dusk. In Vermont, the corn is tall already as lampposts. The road is dusty. I listen. Soft wind, the murmur of rain. In Ukraine, does the August evening fall like here? Dosh, its singular whisper. I have never stood in a wheat field in Ukraine, but I love the sound of dosh. I love the way it curls on the lips and spools the tongue, the way it patters on the dusty road. I'm Paula Lem, and that was my poem Dosh. Дякую і до побачення.
падає теплий вечір. Це було, мов, учора, тримавши тебе за плечі, хоча бачу синє море, хіба все сяє о місяць, води чисті і прозорі, підхулькали спаву пісню. Чарівно ясніли зорі.
Ще на світанку, біля
here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. On Friday, you can enjoy a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko, 5311 Francis Road in Richmond. Doors are open from 5 to 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit ivanfranco.ca. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. And just a reminder that effective November 1st, Nash Holos will be airing on AM 1320 CHMB Saturdays at 6 p.m. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. В гостях добре, дома ліпше. У вас тепло, але в нас тепліше. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is good to visit, but it is better to come home. And with that, we've come to the end of our program. So to take us home, we've got Nové Pokolenie from Toronto, from the past. Another trip down memory lane. This is from a CD recorded back in about somewhere in the 1980s. And it is a song familiar to all of us. It is the Kolomeka Oitaduna. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening, and Dobranoc! Sure.